Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. An abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, hello! Oh, hello, the past. How's your day going? Oh, good. Glad to hear it. It must be going better than mine because I don't have days. Days are at an end from where I transmit to you. So do me a favor and heed these horrible warnings so that I may see the sun again. Or our sun. I see plenty of suns in the sky. But they are but memories of distant stars that have died billions of years ago. Depressing! In your future, the true engine of conflict in space will not be that of war, but that of man and his feelings! Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Do you get that?
And there's something wrong with the engine.
Yeah, I know. It was making a king, king, king sound.
Like what kind?
Like a king, king, king.
Was it in the front or the back?
That's your job, is to figure out where the sound's coming from.
All right, smart guy. I thought I could get a little more information from you, but if you're just going to be a dumb guy who doesn't know how a shuttle works, I guess I'll look into it.
Well, I should hope so.
Oh, well, here's your problem.
What?
Somebody's put sugar in your gas tank.
What the? Sugar?
Looks like a little prank. Here's a note.
Oh, let me see that. Oh, I should have guessed. Kyle.
Oh, Kyle?
Yes.
Well, I can take care of this. Clean out, flush it out, you know, take care of the sugar problem, see what else is going on. She can get rid of the noise, but...
What's this gonna run me?
$400 or $500.
What?
Well, you gotta flush the whole thing out.
Are you serious?
You can't have sugar in the engine. It makes a noise.
Alright. Okay. Alright, do what you gotta do.
Do you want me to soup it up for you? Maybe change it up a bit so that maybe Kyle does this again? It's not gonna...
How much is that going to run?
Oh, about $1,000 total.
Total?
On top of the 500.
You're talking Astro Bucks?
Yeah, but it's never going to happen again. He put sugar in the gas tank.
You
It'll
promise?
Take care. I promise.
Will you write me a letter of warranty?
Already here.
Oh, totally done. All right. Well, 1,500 Astro Bucks. God's going to flatten me. Ah, God's going to Sure. Go right. Ahead.
Okay, great. I'll give you a call when it's done, but... You better take that up with Kyle.
You better believe it. Oh, yeah, Kyle. I'll see you later. Where is he right now? Let's check the readout. Here. Oh, should have guessed. Frickin' bar. Oh, man. All right, Kyle. You got this coming, buddy. Ivan here.
Oh, another Caucasian, Carl.
You got it.
Kyle.
Oh, Aiden. What's up, dude? Did you Have you had to run any errands lately or anything?
Yeah, I've been trying. You know my...
Oh, what happened?
My shuttle's in the shop, buddy.
Oh,
you know
no.
exactly what happened.
Oh, no! What happened?
Sugar in the tank. Why am I even telling you? You know! You left me a note!
Aiden, you just got Kyle'd.
Dude, it's costing me 1,500 Astrobucks to get that freaking thing cleaned up.
Bro, you should wait until we're in the next quadrant. The currency conversion is so much better there.
How am I gonna get there with sugar in my tank, Kyle?
Damn, you just got Kyle'd again!
Here's your Caucasian. Can I get you anything?
He's buying me one of those.
Sure.
Two Caucasians?
Yeah. Oh, hey, put sugar in his, though.
What? I heard that. Do not put sugar in my Caucasian.
You wouldn't put sugar in it. You crazy spaceman.
Man, that guy just got Kyle'd.
Dude, listen. We need to resolve this rivalry we had.
Well, this rivalry only just started, Aiden.
So I stole your girlfriend.
Yes.
It was years ago. It was a long time ago. I'm not with her anymore.
I know. That's what hurts the most. You stole her from me and broke up with her the next day.
Yeah, I know. Well, we were incompatible. So were you.
That's besides the point.
It wouldn't make any difference if I said I wish I hadn't done that, or I'm sorry, or something like that, hypothetically speaking, at least.
Hypothetically speaking, maybe. But I don't think that's the reality right now, Aiden. I think you care about conquest and winning. And I don't think you care about the consequences or how it makes your friends feel.
Here's an awkward delivery of another Caucasian.
Yeah. Well,
thanks.
You spoke truth to me, man.
Yeah.
You know, I all these years, I'm thinking I'm taking the high road. I think I'm like, you know, I'm being above everything. But what you just said really makes me think about how I've been acting towards people. Some people I even call my friends. Like, you know, one time we were tight.
Yeah, I suppose we were. When it was you and me pranking everyone else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was sugar in everything, right? A little while there.
Sugar in everything. Huh. Oh, remember that time we broke into the lab?
Oh,
and replaced all that magnesium with sugar?
Oh, God. Yeah. They tried to light that stuff on fire, and usually it glows with that white-hot flame.
Yeah, but it just caramelized.
It was delicious.
It was so good.
The smell, you could smell it for days.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What happened to us, Aiden?
Oh, I stole your girlfriend and broke up for the next day.
That's right!
I'm so hypothetically sorry about that.
I don't know. It's a long space flight, and I don't know if I can see this rivalry ending just yet.
Okay, listen here. Listen. We've got to make this delivery, right? Like, there's no if, and, buts, ors, the, and, or ampersands. There's no conjunctions. There's no joining words or anything to this. We've got to get that load of carbonite to the next quadrant. I got sugar in my tank. It's going to cost me 1,500 Astrobucks to get that cleaned out of there. Will you at least go 50% on me to get that cleaned up?
Well... I guess I can go 50-50, but it doesn't change anything.
Well, maybe with this long space flight ahead of us, we can work on some things. I mean, there's a holo therapist I just had installed that, you know, might be able to talk us through some of our issues. What do you say?
Okay. All right. Holo therapist?
Yeah.
I could use some talking.
Okay.
And I could use a hologram to listen to me.
Yeah. They listen really well. All right, let's go back to the shop. Let's see if this guy's done. Hey, we're back for my shuttle. How's it looking?
Oh, it's great. It's all cleaned up.
Oh, it looks good.
I did that. I put sugar in his tank.
Yeah. Oh, you're Kyle.
I Kyle'd the tank.
Aiden?
Yeah, it's...
Can I talk to you over here for a second?
You mean privately?
Yeah, without Kyle around.
So he can't hear me?
No, I don't want him to hear.
That's okay. I gotta go Kyle the toilet anyways.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
He's Kyle.
Hey, listen. You brought the guy here that put the sugar in the tank?
Well, yeah. He's gonna split the bill.
I told you I was gonna soup up this engine.
Yeah?
Well, I've organized the engine. I've programmed the engine. It's all souped up. It's faster than it's ever been.
Yeah.
But it's also got some... You know, now it's got targeting sensors.
Targeting sensors?
And I had his DNA was all over the car, so I put his DNA in the targeting sensors, and now this shuttle is designed to just hone in on wherever this guy is and kill him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And you brought him right to it? It's going to destroy us.
Are you saying that you turned my regular engine, my regular Class 1 engine?
Oh, it's no longer a Class 1.
What kind of class is it?
I would describe it as like a DEFCON 5, maybe a 4.
You're saying this apocalypse engine?
It's going to take out not only Kyle, but everything around it in like a 4-planet radius.
God.
Except itself, you know, if you're inside it, it's fine.
So you're saying there's a kind of like a bubble of protection, like a shield around it?
It won't be destroyed by itself. Mm. So if you're in it and you aim it, it's going to aim right for Kyle, take out at least 3 or 4 planets in the process. You'll never have a problem again. No more sugar in the tank, buddy.
We were just about to try to work on our differences.
That's nice.
Well, I feel like I, in the spirit of goodwill and friendship, I should let him know.
Or don't?
That was the old Aiden.
Well, I mean, do you want to pay up and then think about it?
I only got half. I guess 750 astrobucks. Well, most of it's in coins.
Where's the other half?
Kyle.
You're going to get him to pay for half, and then you're going to murder him. That's the best
joke. I never said I was going to do
nice
that.
Nice prank. Hey. Oh, here he is. I'm going to just stand a few planets away. No reason.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Those sentient toilets will not forget the name Kyle.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right, buddy.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm ready to fly. And heal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got to kind of work on those things I talked about.
Great.
Hey, just before we go, I can't get my... The ship's kind of in hock right now. I put in 750. You know, I'm going to need the other 750 from you.
All right.
Do you got that?
Yep.
Yeah, just do a direct transfer to my...
Apple Pay is okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here's a bag of apples.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Well, half of these are rotten, man.
Well, you know, to each their own.
I guess. Mechanic's gone. I guess I'll just leave these on the counter. Well, the keys are in the ignition. I guess we can just take it.
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, Illusionoid continues.
I feel good about that.
Great. Well, it's yours, right?
It is mine. Fully paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I get that carbonite to the next sector. Or was it quadrant?
Yeah, it was a quadrant.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Farther.
Whew, let's do it.
Okay, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Wait till we're underway. I got a couple of things I need to talk to you about.
Sure. Well, I feel like that's what we're doing this for, is to really hash things out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, just... make amends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mend fences.
Yeah.
Bury the cosmic hatchet.
Bury the crap between us, the space crap.
Exactly. It's been a lot. It's built up over the years. All comes down to me stealing your girlfriend and breaking up with her the next day.
That's right!
I'm so sorry. Hypothetically speaking.
Mm, okay.
All right, let's get a strap in.
Oh, you know what?
Uh-huh.
You go ahead and start the engine. I gotta get my stuff. It's in the locker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't be too long, all right?
All right.
All right, just boot up the AI here as we get underway. Just make do a system diagnostic computer.
Hello, Aiden.
How's the systems looking?
Everything's great.
Everything's great?
Everything is the best, and Kyle is only a few feet away.
Is there any way, now, using my voice print and a specific code that I will utter, to disable the targeting mechanisms that will kill Kyle?
Not until the target is deleted.
What's that a euphemism for, computer?
Murdered.
I see.
By me, the AI of this shuttle.
Computer.
Yes?
What if, hypothetically speaking, I was
to shimmy, for lack of a better word, into the Jeffries tube and unplug the diodes that control you.
Well, I mean, you'd be flying aimless, but the targeting systems would still be honed in on your friend Kyle.
Damn. Computer.
Yes, Aiden?
Question. How do I disable the targeting system?
Oh, you can't until the target is deleted.
Computer.
Yes?
If I was to synthesize from Kyle's DNA, let's say in a petri dish of some kind, a reasonable facsimile, would that fool the targeting system to destroy the petri dish full of Kyle's DNA and spare the actual Kyle?
It is possible. It also would be possible that the targeting computer would see two targets and would have to destroy them both.
Hey, I'm back. Okay, ready to go.
Computer, shut down.
Okay.
AI giving you some trouble?
Yeah, it's buggy. There's supposed to be an update that was pushed out last week, but it didn't come through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so looks like we're good to go. The engine's hot. It still smells a little bit like caramel.
Oh, man. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Great smell.
Yeah,
great
it does
smell from
good.
A great trick.
Yeah. If it wasn't so mouth-watering, it'd be...
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's strap in. Let's see here. Make sure you secure your head. Okay.
Yeah, it's in the brace.
We get the brace on. Good.
Yep.
Good. You don't want your head to move around.
No, never.
Not
never.
Much.
That is my least favorite thing about space travel.
Yeah. All right.
Head
so
rattling.
I know, right? It's cause mild concussions.
Head rattling.
Hallucinations. Okay. So I'll close the hatch. Power it up. There we go. Computer.
Yes, Satan.
Begin launch sequence.
Before we take off.
Oh, you've got something you want to say?
There seems to be a target within the cabin.
What?
Computer. Discretion.
Yes. I understand. The target does not know it is the target.
I'm sorry. What's going on here?
Aiden.
Yes?
Is everyone's head inside the braces?
Yes, computer.
Tightening brace.
Oh, man.
Continuing to tighten brace.
Computer. Computer. Override Alpha Aiden AIDE backwards 3N.
Confirmed.
Thank you. Loosen brace, computer.
Loosening brace.
Dude, what's up with the tight braces? I mean, I know, you know, I don't like my head being rattled, but that was harsh.
It turns out that when I had the shuttle upgraded, the mechanic, he changed the engine to an apocalypse engine, which has you in its targeting sights.
Wow.
He thought he was doing me a favor. He thought this is how I wanted to resolve my issues with you.
So in the end, you wanted me to get in this flight with you and go on a long space trip to deliver carbonite to the next quadrant just so you could kill me. I can't believe I'm getting Kyled by my best friend.
I didn't really want it to go down like this.
No? Well, maybe your AI has another story. Hey, AI.
Yes, Kyle.
What's your primary function?
So to murder Kyle.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess that's a fine point on it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is the second betrayal that you've perpetrated on my life.
I guess I'm hypothetically sorry.
Hypothetically sorry again.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if hypothetically is going to cut it this time, Aiden.
Well, you know what? It seems that I can't disable this AI. It's rogue. So why don't we focus on the healing we talked about?
Okay.
At least close the loop on that. Computer.
Yes?
Adopt holotherapist mode.
Hello. It is I, your holotherapist. How can I be of assistance?
Great.
Should we fly while we're doing this?
Yeah, let's just fly.
Should we put on some music, too?
Yeah. Like, what would you like to hear?
Some healing.
Cool.
Healing music.
Cool. Like kind of meditation, kind of relaxing kind of stuff. Maybe water.
Yeah.
Maybe some chimes in there.
Yeah.
Enya. Got it.
Okay. All right.
So, here's the deal. Do you have a name?
You can call me Ben.
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 Ben is a great name.
Yeah. That's an acronym, right?
B-E-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that for?
It's for Ben. The first B is for Ben.
Okay,
Ben.
Electronic navigation.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, cool.
Then electronic navigation.
And so you help us navigate our interpersonal issues.
And also across the universe, wherever you need to go.
Wow, wow. Okay, so Ben, here's the thing.
I'm listening.
A lot of this is on me. Growing up, I never felt like I was really good enough. I never felt worthy, I guess. When I met my friend Kyle, I saw he had everything. He had the looks, that's for sure. He had a great girlfriend. And I felt like if I could have a little bit of what he had, that would make me feel better about myself. Hmm. But it didn't work out that way. I stole his girlfriend, found out we were patently incompatible. And I broke up with her almost immediately.
A day.
A solar day.
And Kyle, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel abandoned, Ben. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, fear of abandonment is something that goes pretty far back for me.
Oh, my God.
Because my parents abandoned me in the sulfur mines of Agnes 6.
How did this never come up?
I've never talked about it before.
Sulfur mines.
I was left an orphan in the sulfur mines, only to be abandoned by the sulfur foreman when the sulfur dried up. And then to be adopted by a nomadic gang of thugs who abandoned me. There I was left on the doorstep of Agnes Six's council chambers, where I was raised to be a page.
That explains the haircut.
Thank you very much. But when Agnes Six came under attack from pythons...
Yes, the House of Python, of course.
I was abandoned and left for dead.
Oh my God.
I'm sensing a lot of abandonment issues.
Oh, you're right! I have abandonment issues!
So if I may, you were worried that your friend was abandoning you after he stole your girlfriend, but then you watched him abandon her after another day. Double reinforcement of your abandonment issues, and you only wanted what your friend had because you think he had it made.
Yeah.
It turns out you were both incorrect.
Now I realize this wasn't about my girlfriend at all. Aiden, it was about you. I was afraid you were abandoning me.
But man, I would never do that. You're my best friend, despite the haircut. Seriously. I see a lot of myself in you.
I feel like maybe my girlfriend must have done the same. Like, saw a lot of me in you and you in me.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why, like... You were able to steal her so easily?
It was very easy. It's like she wasn't your girlfriend at all.
Now that I think back to it, I don't know if she was my girlfriend.
Did you know her?
Kind of.
Was it like a fantasy relationship you had with her?
Yeah. I don't know if I ever actually told her I thought she was my girlfriend.
Did you ever, like, actually speak to her?
No, I was planning to.
So this entire thing was really in your head.
Yeah, and I think I just saw you get together with her. Which is even a stretch in and of itself, because you guys just kind of met and then you realized it wasn't going to work.
We never went on a date.
Yeah, I think I felt abandoned by the fact that you spoke to another human being.
If I'd only known.
Wow.
Common ground established. Conflict deleted.
Oh boy, this Ben electronic navigation system, or Ben's, is pretty good.
Computer.
Yes.
Status update on targeting system.
Currently, there is no target.
Did you hear that, buddy?
Oh my gosh.
By solving our relationship problems, I've staved off your death.
Do you know how I feel right now?
Tell me.
Kyle, but right in the heart. It's like I just got filled with sugar.
You know what? You're sweet. That's for sure.
Oh, man.
All right, computer.
Yes.
Set coordinates for the next quadrant.
You've got it, buddy.
Secure the carbamite.
Uh-huh. I'm so happy.
So am I.
Yeah. Oh, is this head brace getting tighter?
It is.
Oh, my God.
Computer.
Yes.
Oh, tighten the head brace even more.
You got it.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, I'm getting aided.
Apocalypse Engine, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Kyle, Lee Smart as Aiden, and Nug Nargang as the mechanic, Carl the bartender, and the computer. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.